This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I mean, forget about the fact that my name is war. We've got a war on our hands. America's in a civil war right now. These people want to destroy us all. I don't know how many of you saw it. I don't have the woman's name, but there's some radical liberal nutcase who's a journalist who's got a column in a big newspaper. It might be the L.A. Times. I don't think it was the New York Times, but I think it was the L.A. Times. And she wrote a column. I'm Wayne Root, by the way. If you haven't figured out yet, you're on Wayne Allen Root Show. And this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. And she wrote a column last week, and I'm not quoting verbatim, I'm giving you the general upshoot of what she had to say. She said that Republicans are so evil, and the things we believe in so wrong, that she doesn't want journalists to ever tell both sides ever again. That it makes journalists actually into bad people. They're supporting evil if they actually give equal treatment to both sides. First of all, I've never seen a journalist give equal treatment to both sides. You know, whenever they interview me, I could talk for a half hour, they grab one sentence, and it's the worst sentence of the entire half hour. That's why when I give interviews to the media, I swear to you, I'm guarding every single word, because I know whatever is the one sentence that could be twisted out of context to make me look bad will be the only one they'll choose out of a 20-minute and 30,000 words come out of my mouth. They grab one sentence that was the worst. When I hang up the phone, I already know which one they're going to choose. I go, what did I say wrong? Oh, yeah. There's one thing I wish I could take back. That'll be in tomorrow's article, and it always is. So there is no equal treatment. As it is, every article is left, 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 and then they give one quote to Wayne Root, and it's the worst thing I said out of 20 minutes, the worst sentence out of 20 minutes and 20,000 words. So there's no equal treatment. They're a bunch of communist, biased pigs. And they hate our guts. But her argument is they shouldn't even allow us to be in the article anymore. And there's no point even presenting any hint of the other side anymore. Because it's like representing Hitler. It's pure evil. What do you think about that? Isn't that amazing? They're pure evil. And they're calling us pure evil. Think about this for a minute. These are the people that love critical race theory. Critical race theory says America is evil, America's always been evil, it talks about all of our evil acts, it says white people are all evil, the white founders of America were evil, they did nothing but bad things to every people of color and black people and every person you can imagine, women, we're all treated horribly because we're the worst country in history led by white men. Let's think about that for a minute, let's dissect it because that's what all liberals believe. So all over the world, there are black people, and all over the world, black people have one dream in life, coming to America. All over the world, there are dark-skinned Hispanic people. Their dream in life, all over the world, come to America. All over the world, there are different groups of people, Asians in China. What do they all want? They all want to come to America. How about the Indians in India? They all want to come to America. Everywhere in the freaking world, everybody wants to come to America. So how could we be the most evil nation in world history? I mean, we are the most evil nation in world history, except for everybody else. Because they're all more evil than us. But that isn't discussed in critical race theory. And I guess white men are the most evil people in the world, except for everyone else. You know, it's like white men created slavery. No, actually, black people sold black people into slavery in Africa. That's the fact. Slavery was invented in Africa when they sold off their own people. That's a fact. So I guess white people aren't the only ones involved in the evil of slavery. How do you dismiss the fact that in every country in the world that's communist, socialist, or Marxist, everybody lives in abject, horrendous poverty with no mobility, no chance to ever make it out of abject poverty? They've got nothing. They're lucky if they have a pair of socks. In most communist nations like Vietnam, they didn't have a pair of socks. They walked barefoot in rice paddies. Anybody in Africa have wealth? Anybody in Haiti have wealth? How come the whole Mexico wants to come to America? How come the whole Haiti wants to come to America? Why? If we're such an evil, racist country. Because their countries, which are all black and all dark-skinned Hispanic, treat their own people far worse than any black or Hispanic person has ever been treated in the history of America. That's why. As I've said many times on this show, it's an old joke. Marriage is the worst institution in the world, except for all the others. And I always say, everybody I know has been divorced, all winds up getting remarried. Why? If marriage is so bad, how come every divorced person is looking to get remarried? If America is so bad, why does everybody want to come here? And why do we not build walls to keep them in? Nobody wants to leave. How come? They all wanted to leave East Berlin. You notice that? East Germany. Everybody wanted to leave East Germany and escape from East Berlin and get to the West. Why? Because of the evil way they were all treated. Well, Democrats are the same as communists. Democrats want to build a wall to keep you in. After all this time fighting the wall to keep people out, they want to invite everyone in, and then they want to build a wall to keep us in. They're going to build the East Berlin Wall here. You watch. You watch. They're going to create Fidel Castro here. They're going to create Venezuela here. They're going to create, they are creating Zimbabwe's inflation here. These are the most evil people in the world, and they follow Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. And Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. So when they look in the mirror, Democrats see the most evil people in the world who want to institute communism, where they murder anyone who disagrees with them, and they send people to re-education camps to brainwash them. And they see themselves as evil, so they know when you look in the mirror and you see evil, blame the other guy. So now they're saying, we are so evil, Republicans, you shouldn't even, no reporter should even put the Republican viewpoint in an article. Isn't that incredible? Just incredible. When they're the ones who are pure evil, how do you describe Democrats versus Republicans? How could you not describe them as evil? I have never wanted to censor a Democrat in my life. I have never in my life wanted a Democrat to lose their job because of their political beliefs. But they want to do that to us every day. I've never wanted to kick a Democrat off of Twitter or Facebook. They want to do that to us every day. Every day in every way they want to censor us, they want to ban us, they want to burn our books. They want to call all of us racist, they want to take John Gruden's job away. If you were here in hour number one, I reported that the halftime show of this coming year's Super Bowl, 2022, February, this February Super Bowl, the halftime performer is Snoop Dogg, who not only has written some of the most disgusting lyrics in the history of the world, the hatred he has for white people and cops and women, the lewd things he writes about and sings about. But let's just take his most recent song where he calls all women a bunch of bitches, calls his wife a bitch. Says he beats his wife, yes, says he beats his wife, and says he's having a new baby with a new baby mama, new bitch. That's Snoop Dogg that's singing at halftime of the NFL Super Bowl. Well, they fired John Gruden, a white guy, for private emails from 10 years ago that have gay slur in them. And he didn't use the gay slur against gays, he used it against straight people. Because last I checked, he called the commissioner of the NFL that slur, and he called Joe Biden that slur. I don't think that's racism or that's anti-homosexuality, anti-gay. I don't believe that for a second, because don't black people use the N-word against other black people all the time? No one considers that racism. The good old Rock wanted to run for president of the United States. What's his real name, The Rock? I can't remember his name. Something Johnson, right? Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, wanted to run for president of the United States. He thinks he is the end-all and the be-all. The Rock. But you watch his show on HBO, and they use the F-word, it should be the N-word, in the opening theme of the show, they use the N-word, the word that is the ultimate black slur against black people. But when blacks use it against blacks, they say that's not a slur, because It's black against black. Why would it be a slur? So I don't understand. If John Gruden used the F word for the slur against gay people, and he used it against a straight person, it's not a slur. And why would you get fired for that when the same league hires Snoop Dogg to perform at halftime? When the same league allows people that beat the crap out of their wives, domestic violence, to play on the field before they've even been cleared to court of law. Richard Sherman is the latest example of that, but there's hundreds of examples. But Richard Sherman was involved in a terrible domestic incident this summer. Domestic abuse, domestic attack on not only his wife, but his wife's father. Tried to break down the door of the home to get at her. Arrested by the police. There hasn't been a trial yet. He's picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. Took him. Tom Brady must have wanted him on the team. Thanks, Tom. Big Republican, big pro-Trumper. But you know what Tom Brady thinks? Just what I do. All that matters is performance. If you can win a championship for me, I want you on the team, is what Tom Brady must think. Well, John Gruden's a Super Bowl champion. He knows how to win. They kicked him off the team because he's white and he said something that liberals, politically correct snowflakes, don't like. But Snoop Dogg, he's okay for the halftime show. He's just fine. Well, he talks about beating his bitch wife. That's normal, right? Wow. What a country we're living in. It's a communist takeover of the United States. By the way, with this argument that women should be paid the same as men, women soccer stars versus men, women basketball versus men, really? Did you ever watch NBA basketball? Every stadium is packed. They make billions of dollars. Did you see the parade today for the WNBA champions, the women's NBA champions in Chicago? They're on a double-decker bus, and there's nobody on the street waving to them. No one. Nobody came to the WNBA parade. I don't think they should be paid the same as men. Do you? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41 or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this past summer, and working out could cause some serious aches and pains. So my great buddy Jay Schrader, who I saw just a couple nights ago at a big GOP fundraiser, Jay, he's a mountain of a man, and he got hit a lot of times in his life, and all of those hits as the Raiders quarterback and the Redskins quarterback took their toll, and he's got arthritis, and he's got horrible pain, and it's all pretty much gone. Certainly when he applies the Sons of Liberty CBD, it's gone. Now, it doesn't stay gone forever, but then he applies some more Sons of Liberty CBD, and it's gone. So he told me about this stuff, and so I did it, and I don't have pain anymore. None. I never had his level of pain. I wasn't hit thousands of times as an NFL football player, so I didn't have his level of pain, but I would constantly pull things. And when I worked out 90 minutes a day at the age of 60, right, 90 minutes a day I do every day. And so once in a while, I do 60. When I have a short day, I do 60. That's a lot of working out. That's a lot of hours a week, and it's, you know, impossible not to be sore. I'm not sore anymore. It's been months since I was sore, and it's been months since they became the sponsor of the show, sent me all their CBD products. By the way, CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. 100% legal, 100% American-grown and made, 100% mainstream, and it works. For my listeners only, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product forever. Every product you order forever, 25% off, or up to 25% off, if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15, Wayne Allen Root 15. The least you'll get is 15% off, and the most you'll get is 25% off, based on a sliding scale based on what you buy. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. So, what's happening to our country is the Democrats are turning our whole country into a shithole. Just like all the places they seem to love, Cuba, Venezuela, Zimbabwe, Haiti, Mexico, all the world's crap holes, they want us to be just like them. And I'm looking at this article at Zero Hedge. It's like a zombie apocalypse walking into San Francisco, addicts' mother decries. San Francisco's leniency on drugs is filling the street with lawlessness, according to the mom of a 32-year-old drug addict who's urging policymakers to enforce stricter laws that criminalize drug use and sales in the city. Police are on the streets, they're not arresting anybody, and the dealers are selling right in front of them, said Jackie Berlin in an interview with California Insider. They allow the addicts to use in front of other people. Other people live there can openly see the addicts using needles and smoking, acting out in ways that are harmful to them or the public. Her son is suffering from fentanyl addiction, which has left him homeless and physically bent at a 45-degree angle. Ugh. Drugs are the most disgusting thing in the world to me. Anyone I've ever seen that uses drugs becomes this disgusting loser, oily, smelly, unshowered loser. And so I've stayed away from drugs my whole life, and I've stayed away from people who use drugs my whole life. Thank God. A lot of people, she said, say you have to hit rock bottom. My son is at rock bottom, and I believe coming up is death. He needs to be coerced to get help. Berlin's son was introduced to drugs as a teenager, became addicted as he suffered from anxiety and depression. Nowadays, he wanders the streets between Oakland and San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood. Oh, man, he must do a lot of interesting things to get drugs, huh? Ooh. In the past, Berlin traveled through the Tenderloin neighborhood in search of her son. She described it as a zombie apocalypse, with drug dealers on the corners accompanied by homeless drug addicts. She's noticed police officers allow the lawlessness to continue. They're enabling these people to commit a slow suicide. The people that are there are homeless and addicted. They're being preyed upon. They're deteriorating. It's slow death. They're out in the elements. Many of them have open sores. They're in bondage to drugs. And San Francisco particularly helps keep them in that situation by not prosecuting the drug dealers, by allowing open-air drug scenes. Berlin once reported to police a naked homeless man in plain sight. Police stated there was nothing anyone could do. People were frequently naked in San Francisco. Amid witnessing the drug crisis in San Francisco, Berlin called for a statewide initiative to treat mental illness rather than a county-by-county approach, stating homeless drug addicts come to San Francisco due to the hands-off live-and-let-live policy. And then it shows pictures of the streets of San Francisco. Now, I used to love the town. I used to go there all the time on business, and it was a fun town. I loved walking up and down San Francisco streets. Now the whole street is filled with tents, and homeless people are shooting drugs in broad daylight, sitting by their tent with a needle sticking out of their arm. And there's poop on the ground, and there's drug needles on the ground. And it smells like poop and pee. This is what you get with Democrats. Don't you understand that? This is going to be the whole United States soon. All these people we're letting in at the border are all going to take drugs. They're all going to be drunk and drive and kill your children. They're all going to rape your wives. You don't understand what's coming. The world is emptying its prisons and sending them to America because we are the dumbest country in the world, led by a brain-dead zombie named Joe Biden.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Human remains were found in a Florida park near personal items belonging to fugitive Brian Laundrie. The FBI reporting on Wednesday that the partial human remains have been found in Florida's Carlton Reserve in a location that was previously underwater. The special agent in charge of the FBI Tampa field office, Michael McPherson, updating the public about the investigation.
This is an active and ongoing investigation, so we ask the public to maintain distance from any law enforcement personnel, equipment, vehicles, and other related activity for the safety of the public and to protect the integrity of our work.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the use of COVID-19 boosters from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and says that people can receive a different brand of vaccine as a booster than they did for their initial shots. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. We've got Brandon Tatum with us, our guest, former Tucson police officer. Besides BeatenBlackAndBlue.com, he's the founder of the Tatum Report, and he's a regular guest on our show, Brandon Tatum. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Good. So, look, we usually have you on to discuss general things going on in the world, you know, with police and with criminals and the border and all kinds of things, but we have a very specific reason for having you on today because you were a former Tucson police officer, and your police chief, Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, is Biden's nominee to lead the U.S. Customs and Borders Protection. And I guess the only thing I can say is God help us. That's your former boss, your former police chief. Senate confirmation hearings began yesterday. What are your opinions, Brandon Tatum, of your former police chief, Chris Magnus?
Well, I think the first thing we have to look at is who selected him, which is Joe Biden, who can't tell his head from his behind half of the time. So we already know that's going to be a bad decision. These politicians that are in office now are always political. I worked for Chief Magnus. He is an activist. And he said in front of the world that he's an activist disguised as a police chief. All he does is do activism work. He supports BLM and all of that crazy stuff that they do. And he's been in over his head ever since he took the job at CPD. He worked for Richmond PD, where they had a fifth of the officers that we have. Destroyed morale. All of the above that you can think about as a negative leader, that is Chief Magnus. And, of course, they will pick him to be the lead of Border Patrol.
Right. Here's one thing that I saw in the notes that you provided to Andrew Paul, my producer, that I really think we should highlight. He eliminated the gang unit and renamed it. So he's a politically correct guy who didn't want a gang unit. What did he rename it, Brandon?
Yeah, he named it as the violent groups or something stupid. I mean, and this guy's a complete coward, and that is indicative of his behaviors. There's nothing wrong with calling these criminals who they are. They're gang members. They need to be brought to justice. Nobody cares about the touchy feeling, a word that you say, you know, associated with the particular group, but he's an activist. And so what is he going to do? He's going to kowtow to whoever's coming out and making these leftist remarks, and he's going to change things. And it wasn't that he renamed it and all that. He eliminated the gang group for a period of time, and it destroyed morale. Guys on the department that worked their tail off to be a part of GTAC, which was a gang tactic unit, they grew out their beards. You know, they had pride in it. And he came in and made them all go back to patrol, and it destroyed morale. I don't think there's a single officer on the police department that have respect for him. When he first got hired, and we know they only hired him because he had a husband, but when he first got hired, we had a survey of all the officers. And did they vote for him or they believe that he should be the police chief? And he had one person out of the entire police department, and I think that person did it on accident, one person that said they believe he should be the police chief.
So he's gay? You're telling me he has a husband? That's one of the reasons he got hired?
100%. All right, the city of Tucson is probably just as far left as Seattle, Washington. So they had options to hire plenty of quality candidates, and they decided to go with him because they wanted to be progressive. And they wanted to pick him because he's a man who had a husband, and they wanted to be progressive.
Unbelievable. You know, obviously, you're well aware, Brandon, of the problem we're having with the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, whatever the hell his name is. You know, gay, wants to stay home and nuzzle with his husband and coo with his new little adopted babies for 3 months paid while the supply chain in the United States goes to hell. I'm about to write a column called The Gay Man Who Stole Christmas. That's what he is. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you have a right to be a cabinet secretary and stay home when your lover has a baby. I've never heard of these so outrageous in my entire life. I don't care that you're gay. I care that you're gay and you think you're better than the rest of us. No straight person could ever afford to stay home as a cabinet secretary when you're in charge of the supply lines of America and they're going kafooey and there's going to be no presents for Christmas. You can't stay home and coo with your baby. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I think because he's gay, he assumes he's better than the rest of us and the media will never attack him because you'd be called anti-gay if you attacked him.
Exactly. That's why they want to make Chief Magnus the head of Border Patrol, and I call him Pete Booty Snitch. You know, this guy, he didn't have a baby. I think people are just getting it all misconstrued. Nobody in that household labored to have a baby. Nobody was pregnant for 9 months. Nobody had morning sickness. Nobody had any of those things.
Right.
And he get to stay home. They just adopted a baby. You don't. What paternity do you need? Nobody needs to recover. You don't have to worry about postpartum depression. You don't need to breastfeed. You don't need to support your wife who's breastfeeding. These people. I mean, it's out of control. They're shaming women. That's a right that women have to stay at home. And if a husband can help his wife because they need help after they labor and give birth. These two idiots don't need anything. They didn't take nothing but go down there and use effort on their wrist to sign a piece of paper. There is no effort involved, especially in a situation like this in our country where we need leadership the most and we need, you know, to get the process moving again. And this fool is at home cuddling with his husband. It makes no sense to me.
3 months of paid leave as the cabinet secretary. Are you out of your freaking mind? It's so and the ships are backed up for miles and miles and miles at the ports, and there's not going to be anything on the shelves to eat, and there's not going to be any gifts for Christmas. We're headed for a dark winter, and the gay man thinks he should stay home with his husband. Oh, my God. You know, these people are just in another world. Because they're liberal, they just forgive anything. If you're a fellow liberal, if you're gay, if you happen to be a minority, if you happen to be anything except a white male Republican, you're forgiven with everything and anything you do. It's all mind-blowing. It really is. At the Senate confirmation hearing, your favorite police chief, Chris Magnus, former Tucson police chief, said he supports coronavirus testing and vaccination for migrants arrested by Customs and Border, and he's open to closing gaps in the border wall created by the Biden administration's construction freeze. I assume you don't believe a word he's saying. He's just saying that during the hearings to get confirmed, and once confirmed, he won't do any of that. I don't believe any liberal would ever do any of that. Anybody who broke up the gang unit would never do any of that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, of course, but they'd also talk about how he reamed the Border Patrol agents for the way they handled the Haitians, and we all know that they weren't whipping them and doing nothing inappropriate. They shouldn't have been in our country if they didn't come here legally. He stood against the Border Patrol agents when he did that. When he worked for the Tucson Police Department, he made negative references to the Border Patrol agents, and he wanted TPD to have nothing to do with them. So he's a complete fraudulent individual, in my opinion, and I don't think he's going to do anything he said. Look at Joe Biden. Look at what he has said and look at what he has done. They'll say anything to get confirmed. They'll say anything to get your votes because they want to get a bipartisan support, and then they're going to get in there and become an activist. They're not going to do their job. They're going to be activists.
And if anybody doubts that, by the way, can you think back to the campaign with Joe Biden? I'm a moderate. I'm so moderate, and I have all the answers to COVID, and everything's going to be great. There's not going to be any problems in America once I'm elected. And once elected, you become a total raving communist. And everything he does is a communist takeover of the United States, radical, extreme, nut jobs, taking over the country. Nothing Joe Biden said when he was in his confirmation hearing, meaning campaign, in front of the American people, nothing turned out to be true. They lie. How do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving. Liberals lie. Communists lie. Always. It's part of communism is to lie to people, and they are lying to you. So if Joe Biden lied like that, why would anyone doubt that his nominee for U.S. Customs and Borders Protection is lying? After all, Brandon Tatum, this guy, your former boss, Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, he prohibited police from interacting with Border Patrol. How could he now be in charge of the Border Patrol?
Yeah, it just speaks to his character. I don't care what a man say. I want to see what his actions are. And when I work there, now, you know, I have birdies. They tell me exactly what still goes on in Tucson Police Department, and he don't want us to do any interaction with BP because he's just like any of these leftists that think that they're somehow bad guys for enforcing Border Patrol laws and regulations. It is not that hard. I really wish and I pray that God can send good men and even women to, you know, support and be leaders in our country. We don't need these activists, these cowards that are afraid to offend people, afraid to stand up for the rule of law. We need none of that. And I pray that and I don't even know if Republicans have enough power to block this nomination, but I hope that we start stepping up and putting in good people that can really do what America needs and not be liars, but be honest about what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, as an example, I know this wasn't something we were planning to discuss, but this just came across my news desk. Biden's pick for controller of the currency of the United States was born and raised in communist Soviet Union, won't hand over her thesis on Marxism, written when she was in the USSR, and she's known as a Marxist, a pro-communist who hates America. He wants her in charge of the currency of the United States of America. If this isn't a communist takeover of America, I don't know what is.
I remember, I'm young enough to remember that when they were in office and they were campaigning and everybody was saying this from Joe Biden to his press secretary that they were not going to mandate vaccinations. That's not the responsibility of the United States government. They're not going to do it federally. They, not in the foreseeable future. That's not the function. Fauci said it, everybody said it. And you know what happened? They mandated it. They're mandated it to companies that have 100 or more employees, and they're going to matriculate that down as far as they can go. They don't care if you're sick. They want you to get the shot. Big government, big money, and government control is what they're after.
And they're killing all the cops. I mean, the vaccine mandate, they're making so many cops resign or be fired. There's going to be such a massive shortage when you dial 911. Nobody's going to answer. This is so bad. This is the ultimate defunding of the police. The vaccine mandate, Brandon, turned out to be the defunding of the police and the fire and the paramedics and the nurses and the border patrol and the military and the prison guards. All of them. It's a nightmare. Hey, Brandon, we're on the run. Always love you tuning in. Thank you for joining my show. BeatenBlackAndBlue.com is his website. He's the founder of the TatumReport.com, and he's got a book out called Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer. Thank you for coming on, Brandon.
Thank you, Wayne. God bless you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Congrats on your new baby. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your internet history is being tracked every day by the government and sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only, get this, $6.95 a month. That's it. Privacy forever for $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. How do you beat that? It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. All right, last segment of hour number two. I want to dig into this controller choice of Biden because it's very similar to all his choices. They're all little brainwashed communists. Biden's pick for controller of the currency was born and raised in communist Russia, the Soviet Union. Now she won't hand over her university thesis on Marxism. I mean, anyone who listens to my show knows I'm a different kind of cat, right? Different kind of guy. Can you imagine? These people wrote theses on Marxism and how much they loved communism. You know what I wrote my senior thesis on? And remember, I went to Columbia University, one of the world's great Ivy League elite institutions. And my senior thesis was Jewish gangsters of the 1930s and 40s. That was my senior thesis. Because I've always been an interesting guy, a unique guy, and a different kind of guy. And I wanted to hear, you know, I wanted to write about Jewish mobsters. And these people want to write about communists. They're all a bunch of brainwashed little Kool-Aid drinking Stepford wife communists. The most amazing thing I've ever seen. But, you know, I'm sure all my classmates at Columbia, including Obama, and George Stephanopoulos, another classmate of mine. I'm sure all of them wrote their senior thesis on how wonderful communism was, just like this little witch. This is the controller of the currency of the United States. That's what she's been chosen for by Joe Biden. Raised in communist Russia. She is the last pick. Her name is Amarova. Amarova. She is the last pick. Saleh Amarova. She is the last pick you'd make for control of the currency if you're looking to build a better America. Build back America better. She won't hand over a thesis she wrote in college. Saleh Amarova. Republican Pat Toomey, ranking member of the committee, sent a letter to Amarova asking Cornell Law School professor to hand over her Moscow State University thesis titled Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. He wants it handed over by October 13th, citing the committee's need. Well, it's already past that date. The committee's need to fully assess the fitness of the individuals to serve in Senate-confirmed executive positions. She grew up in the Soviet Union. She has scrubbed mention of the thesis from her resume. She also praised the now-defunct socialist government for its lack of a gender pay gap. She's a crackpot communist. Same as all of them. They're all bad news. Joe Biden has got us headed down the toilet bowl. You heard of the soup bowl? This is the toilet bowl. Joe Biden's got his plane in the toilet bowl. Democrat plans. The only good news is that Democrat plans plunge deeper into chaos today after this Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona Democrat senator, opposed tax hikes. And so it may leave top rates unchanged. She is opposed to any tax increases, a crucial component of the Democrats' attempt to pass a $4.5 trillion spending package. She's one of two moderate Democrats, the other being Joe Manchin. But that's a misnomer. They're not moderate. They're moderate by Democrat standards. So in the end, they'll push hard, and they'll make sure it's not a $4 million or $3 million. It'll be a $2.8 million package. What's the difference? That's the game. That's the scam I think they're all playing. You know, if they weren't playing that scam, they'd both switch to the Republican Party, and they would change the balance of power of the United States. You know, can you imagine if they both switched? Republicans would be up 52-48. And that's it. Joe Biden's agenda would be gone. But according to the Wall Street Journal, Sinema, again, Arizona Democrat senator, has told lobbyists she won't stand for significant increases in taxes on business or high-income individuals or capital gains, pushing Democrats to more seriously plan for a bill that does not include those major revenue increases. Thank God. Thank God. So, here's what she's told outside groups, CNBC reports. She has told outside groups her top-line figures are 24% corporate taxes, no increase to the carried interest tax, and a ceiling of 39.6% as the top individual tax bracket. And while she's open to a carbon tax, Manchin isn't, making it a moot point. All I could tell you is, you know, I don't want any increases. In the middle of this nightmare we're going through now, you don't want any increases. At all. I mean none. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Why would you increase taxes in a country that's on the verge of a depression? That you could still lock down, that still demands masks, that still demands vaccine mandates, that's caused crisis, chaos, and confusion. People are quitting. People are being fired. People don't have jobs. They're defunding the middle class. They're defunding Republicans and conservatives and the silent majority. The last thing we need is a tax increase of any kind, or we will plunge into depression.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Plans.